So it sounds like it's intense. So they attend the selection event, and then once successful, they come to a welcome event where they're welcomed into St John for the day, and they're taught some very basic skills like moving and handling principles and safeguarding. And then the following week, they attend a four-day first aid training course. Now, it could be over 4 weeks, it could be one day per weekend, or it could be a midweek course, which we advertise. And then whilst that process is going on within the 3 months, the new volunteers attend their chosen units, where they get to mix and meet with the other volunteers, and they do some training at the units on a weekly basis. And then by the end of the 3 months, once the checks have all been done, background checks and references are in, they should be frontline volunteers. The skills that are taught to the new first aiders when they come in, so they'll be taught the basic first aid skills, and then within their time in St John, they can progress with experience up to advanced first aid and up to the EMT level, which is the emergency technician. And the variety of roles that are selected to attend events like marathons, you'll see doctors and paramedics also volunteering for St John. So every skill level that's required is there to cover every eventuality. The basic first aiders, it's be wrong to think of it as just basic, because they do cover a broad range of skills, and the resource from the first aiders is invaluable. Anybody can come along to a selection event where they attend, where it's an informal interview. It's just to find a bit about the person and why they want to do the role, where they come from. The recent selection event I did, where I interviewed a few people, we had paramedics who come in who want to volunteer for St John, still go through the same interview process. We're not looking at the skill level at that time, and right down to any person with no experience at all can come along and can join St John.